Today is July 11, Memorial of St. Benedict. We are going to reflect on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 27 to 29. Peter said to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will be there for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this question from Peter to Jesus follows the statement of Jesus that it is very difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven. And essentially, what is necessary is faith, and that means a trusting abandonment to what we receive from him, the gift of new life. And this we enter to live in the new age. This is the time when the Son of Man is seated in the throne of glory. This happened after the Lord's ascension to heaven. Jesus is now seated in the throne, in his throne of glory, and we partake of him through baptism. We enter into this new age of new men and women, the new Adams and the new Eves, a transformed remnant of God through the gift of the Holy Spirit and baptism. And so he's telling them now that they will be on 12 thrones themselves, judging the tribes of Israel, meaning the new church that he has now founded, where he is the head, and they partake of government. And so this is a teaching also about God's calling the disciples to be in government of the church. And then he makes a general statement, Jesus does, saying that everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters, father, mother, children, lands, for his sake, will have 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. Well, apparently, James and John took this in their minds and kept on pondering that, but it went in the wrong direction. They became selfish about it, and they started fantasizing themselves in important positions. So we see in the next chapter, Matthew 20, that their mother, obviously in their behalf, asked Jesus for places of honor for her sons. And Jesus is very sorrowful about this and says, "You don't know what you're asking." And actually, the ones who are the right and the left, when he is in the crucifixion, are the two thieves. So we have to be careful how we understand the promises of Christ. Actually, everything that we fantasize and desire to have through sin, it's a corruption of something much better that God wants to give us through grace. For example, God created us to participate in divinity, to be one with him in love forever. So what does Satan do from the beginning? To Adam and Eve, he promised them they will become like gods. In other words, to have this divine life, but on their own, separate from God. And now we see in the gospel, Jesus promising 100 times more, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers. And James and John, unfortunately, took it into a selfish way, and they wanted to do that on their own grasping, their own control. And so the true way of Christian life is not a life of repression or a life where we have no hope. On the contrary, we trust that God is going to give us much more than what we would have if we try to have it on our own, through our own control, through our own expectations. So this is a gospel of trust in the Lord, in the new age that we're entering through participation in his life, and therefore a freedom to let go of our controls, let go of wanting things under our way, so that God can do the marvelous things he wants with us. God bless you.